Is my mic turned on already? Can everyone hear me? Okay, thank you. I have to praise Lord today that we can share this message.
我要感謝神，因為我今天可以同大家分享呢個嘅信息。
Reason why we have to read so many passages from several books.
我哋要讀喺唔同嘅書卷裏邊讀嘅經節。
It's because the message of rebuilding the second temple.
係因為嗰個重建聖殿嗰個嘅信息。
Is complicated.
係好複雜。
The story appears in three books in the Bible.
是包括有三卷書的。
The book of Israel tells us about the historical aspect.
以斯拉記是告訴我們聽那個的歷史背景。
And it says that they encounter opposition.
是他們那個歷史背景的時候，他們所面對的困難。
And then God sent two prophets to help them.
接著神差遣了兩個先知來到他當中。
The contents of this encouragement from the prophets were said in the book of Haggai and Zechariah.
在这两个先知 所鼓励以色列人的经文呢就记载在哈该书和撒加利亚书。
And so, since it's spread over three books in the Bible,
因为是即是有三本书卷
it gets complicated and maybe confusing even.
所以就比较复杂和可能比较混乱一些。
Last time when I preached this sermon about rebuilding the second temple, I have given a chart.
上次一個月前我們開始講這個主題的時候我給了一個時間表給大家看
And this chart tells about how the people came out from the 70 years of Babylonian captivity
是講到一班的猶太人他們在70年被掳回歸的時間
And if you look at this, there's two methods to calculate the 70 years
我們上次都提過是計這70年的時間是有兩種的方法計
One method to calculate the 70 years of captivity
第一種就是綠色那邊括住
which is outlined in green, starts from the first captivity.
是記載在第一個的被掳。
Notice they were captured three times by the Babylonians.
其實以色列人被掳是分三次不同的時段。
And in the third time, it was the worst because the temple was burned.
在第三次最尾那次被掳之後那個以色列耶路撒冷的聖殿是被燒毀。
And Jeremiah the prophet has said that the people will be put into captivity for 70 years by the Babylonians, but then they can return.
耶利米曾經講過話，以色列人係會被掳七十年，然之後會回歸。
So one method of calculating this 70 years is that you start first from the first captivity, and then they will end with the laying of the foundation of the new temple.
第一個講法咧，就係由佢哋首先第一批以色列民被掳之後，去到回歸去起聖殿嗰個嘅根基嗰陣時。
However, there's another second calculation method.
第二種計法咧，就係粉紅色嗰度。
Yes, the second calculation method started from the destruction of the temple.
第二種計嗰七十年嘅計法咧，就係由聖殿被毀之後開始計。
And that was set it to the third captivity.
咁跟住去到第被掳之後
，But it will end with the completion of the temple。
個七十年完嗰時候咧，就啱啱係聖殿完成重建嗰個時間。
So that's also 70 years。
都係七十年。
Now in the meantime, we'll see that God has inspired Cyrus, the first Persian king, to let the Jews go back to the homeland。
咁神係感動咗第一個波斯王去鼓勵係去去支持班以色列人去重建聖殿。
And Cyrus would even give them back all the treasures of the temple.
波斯王鼓勵甚至乎咧係俾翻以前喺掳聖殿去搶奪聖殿當中嘅寶藏嗰啲金器銀器係俾翻佢哋去擺翻喺個新嘅聖殿入邊。
And he would also give them monies.
佢唔單止俾翻啲寶藏佢，更加然俾
錢佢哋。
俾錢佢哋去買木材。
And so all the money was spent by the king.
所有嘅支出都係由嗰個古列王出嘅。
And the king would encourage the people to go back and give them monies.
咁古列王甚至乎鼓勵佢自己嗰啲本族嗰啲人去俾錢以色列人翻去。
The king was saying that whatever you want, we'll give you.
咁佢話，無論你想要錢啊，要物料啊，佢都會俾你。
Now, at that time, many of the Jews were now well settled as successful business people in Persia.
咁當時以色列人其實佢哋都經過七十年之後，佢哋都已經好即係好喺被掳嘅地方都安定落嚟，有佢哋自己嘅工作，有佢哋自己嘅
So you're talking about maybe about a million people overseas doing very good.
咁我哋講緊差唔多100,000嘅以色列人喺外地生活得好好。
But out of that, about 50,000 would take a 1,000-mile journey back to Jerusalem from Persia.
咁大概有15,000人到就會去回行翻去以色列耶路撒冷。
Now they have to go by a very dangerous route of about 1,000 miles.
佢哋要行1,000 miles。佢哋要行1,000里嘅地方，去到係會經過一啲好危險嘅地方。
And now, as soon as they get back, they start to rebuild the temple.
佢當佢哋一翻去耶路撒冷嗰陣時，佢哋就開始建造聖殿。
And then with that, they lay the foundation.
咁開始之先，佢哋就起嗰個嘅根基。
However, the story goes is that it does not went that easy.
咁但其實嗰個故事唔係咁順利。
They encounter opposition.
他們面對一些難阻。
First from the Samaritans.
首先是面對撒瑪利亞人。
And the background behind that is that the Samaritan wants to join them to rebuild the temple.
因為首先他怎樣面對撒瑪利亞人呢？就因為撒瑪利亞人想跟他一起建造聖殿。
But the Jews refused to let them participate.
但是以色列人就不想他們參與。
And of course, when you read 2 Kings chapter 17,
咁當我哋頭先讀列王記下17章嘅時候
，The reason of that is obvious。
嗰個原因係好明顯。
The Samaritans worship many other gods besides Jehovah。
因為撒瑪利亞人佢除咗敬拜神之外，佢哋仲敬拜其他好多嘅其他嘅神。
Wherever they go, they worship other gods。
佢哋無論去到邊度，佢哋都去敬拜當地嘅神。
So Jehovah is one of the many other gods they worship。
耶和華就係企在其中，即係佢哋敬拜所有嘅神當中其中一位。
So that's the reason why the Jews would not like to have anything to do with them.
所以以色列人係拒絕佢哋嘅幫忙去起聖殿，因為佢哋唔想。
So the Samaritans stir up other officials.
所以佢哋唔想同撒瑪利亞人有啲咩拉楞，因為佢哋係敬拜其他偶像。
The Samaritans stir up trouble.
咁所以撒瑪利亞人被拒絕之後，佢哋就開始搞嘢啦。
They use political.
咁佢哋用政治嘅壓力去騷擾佢哋。
Yes, and they use pressure from other corrupt city officials.
佢哋去啲官員嗰度去俾壓力佢哋。
Notice the Jews were not independent.
咁你好，即係你睇到啲猶太人，佢哋唔係好獨立。
They are in Jerusalem.
佢哋喺以色列耶路撒冷入邊。
But they are still subjects of Persia.
但佢仍然都係波斯國嘅附屬嘅居民。
So they have to suffer under the pressure of these Persian officials.
佢哋仍然都係要睇波斯王嗰啲官員嘅面口做人。
And the Samaritans cause up trouble.
咁因為撒瑪利亞人喺度起爭端。
Now notice if you would recall what we have read in.Israel chapter 4.
不知道大家記不記得剛才我們在以斯拉記第四章所讀的東西。
The counselors did not stop the work. The counselors just caused them trouble.
那些官員不是叫他們停工，而是只不過在那裡騷擾他們做事。
But Jesus felt discouraged.
那以色列人就覺得很很灰心。
So they stopped the work.
那他們就停工了。
Now, Haggai comes in.
哈該出現了。
Haggai discovered the reason.
哈該是理由是原因。
The reason why they are so discouraged.
他們因為他們這麼灰心。
Is that they were also tempted by all these nice lumber that the king gave them. They sold all the lumber.
那記不記得大概一個月前說過呢，就是為什麼他們會有其他的阻攔呢，就是因為他們看到木材木料這麼漂亮的時候，他們就
They sold all the lumber, and then they used the money to build their own houses.
咁佢哋就攞咗波斯王俾佢哋嘅錢啦、木材啦，去起自己嘅房屋。
So notice last time I said that God was also therefore mad with his own people.
咁所以其實耶和華神都好嬲怒呢班以色列人。
They took the money from the king.
佢哋由波斯王嗰啲錢攞咗波斯王嘅錢。
They sold all the lumber.
佢賣咗所有嘅。波斯王俾佢哋嘅木材。
And they used the money to build their own homes.
佢哋用啲錢去起自己間屋。
And of course, that being the case, then they would reduce the pressure. They would have no pressure from the Persian officials.
咁所以因此咧，佢哋咧咁波斯嗰啲官員咧就唔會再有壓力俾佢哋啦。咁
the moment they stop building, the harassment stopped。
嚇，佢哋一停咗工之後咧，咁就再冇騷擾啦。
But God is not happy with them。
但係神並唔會並唔開心喎。
See, God says that now I'm punishing you。
但係神咧就話我，因為神唔開心，佢就話我會懲罰你。
And as an agricultural society。
身為一個農業嘅國家，
God does not give them rain。
咁神就停止咗落雨。
And then whatever they harvest is always not enough。
佢哋每種咩嘢咧，其實嗰個收成都唔係咁好。
So when Haggai came in, God said, Haggai is giving them the message of God。
咁當哈該出現嘅時候，哈該就同以色列人講神嗰個嘅信息。
God is now mad with you people。
佢哈該就同以色列講話神而家係好嬲怒。
You cheated me。
因為你呃咗神。
Now notice this is how disturbing this crime is。
其實呢個嘅罪都好。
It's a horrible crime。
都好唔係，都係一個好差嘅罪。
Yes, because they cheated the king and then they also cheated God。
佢唔單止呃咗波斯王，仲呃咗神。
In Cantonese, 欺君罔上。You know, they are guilty of two sins。
Yeah, 佢哋有兩個罪。
And each sin is actually guilty of death。
其實每一個罪，無論佢係呃咗波斯王同埋呃咗神，佢哋都係一個死罪。
Cheat the king, they deserve to die。
如果你呃咗皇帝，你都要死。
And they use king, the king's money, which was meant for the temple to build their own homes. They also cheated God.
佢用咗王俾佢哋嘅錢去起自己屋，所以其實佢都係呃咗神。
And God only punished them with a small disturbance in the agriculture cycle.
神只不過用好輕微嘅一個嘅懲罰佢哋，就係影響到做呢個嘅收割嗰個嘅結果。
And the king did not know what's happening。
但係王個波斯王唔知道發生呢啲事情。
King Cyrus is obviously not a very smart king。King Cyrus is not very smart。
哦，古列王其實唔係一個好聰明嘅皇帝。
So I won't call my kids Cyrus。He's nice, but he's not very smart。
咁佢係好好嘅一個皇帝，古列王，但係其實佢唔係咁聰明嘅一個皇帝。
Well, he let people cheat him。
佢俾人去可以去呃佢嘅。
But God cannot be cheated, you see。
咁但係神係唔可以被人欺。
So the book of Haggai started with the first day of the sixth month。
咁哈該書開始嘅時候就係第六個月嘅第一日。
And the first day of the sixth month is the starting of the agriculture cycle。
第六月嘅第一日其實咧就啱啱係農耕種嘅季節開始。
Now, without rain, they are in trouble。
冇雨嘅時候，佢哋就好麻煩啦。
Notice God is watching them every moment。
你哋要明白到神係每一個時刻都喺度睇住我哋同埋佢哋。
So this is how we ended last time。
咁呢個就係我哋上次一個月前嗰個嘅講道完。
So this time we'll talk about。The circumstances of their opposition。
咁我哋而家今次咧就講反對佢哋，即反對佢哋同埋阻撓佢哋起聖殿嗰個嘅事情。
Because, well, we have to see why God is so lenient to them. How come God did not strike them all down?
咁其實點解神咁嬲佢哋嘅時候，點解佢神殺曬佢哋咧？
Now, there's a good reason behind that。
其實一個好重要嘅原因。
So that reason is now expounded in Israel.
Chapter 4.
So let's turn to Israel chapter 4.
請去《以斯拉記》第四章。
The enemies of Israel, the enemies of Judah and Benjamin heard that the exiles are building.
猶大和便雅敏的敵人聽說被掳歸回的人為耶和華以色列神。
So they came to Zerubbabel. And the heads of the family said, "Let us build your house for you. Let's build it for you."
咁佢哋咧，班撒瑪利亞人就去到所羅巴伯同埋以色列長面前，話要求同佢哋一齊建聖殿。
And notice they say that, "Let us help you, because we seek your God and have been sacrificing to him since the time of Esdradon, the king of Assyria."
佢哋嘅原因就係話，因為自從亞述王以撒哈頓帶我哋嚟到呢個地方以嚟咧，我哋都成日祭祀呢個神，同你哋一樣。
But what does Zerubbabel and Joshua say?
但係所羅巴伯同埋耶穌亞點樣講咧？
You have no part with us in this building a temple.
佢話：我哋建造神嘅殿與你們何干？
Now, last, just now we talked about the reason why, because these people are not true believers.
我們剛剛講過，因為他們不是這班撒瑪利亞人，不是真正的信靠神的人。
See, there's no way you can build a church with idol worshippers.
因為不可能你是用一班敬拜偶像的人的手去建造神的聖殿。
Many people, they like to start a new church.
很多人可能會即是想開一間新的教會。
When they start a new church, they want to get these lukewarm people, they want to get these so-called Christians to come in.
咁佢哋建造新嘅教會嘅時候，佢哋會可能會要求要人數多，咁啊求一啲好求其嘅基督徒啊，或者佢哋自叫自己做基督徒嘅人都嚟到當中。
There's at least one church in Edmonton that's built like that.
咁其實
a Western church.
咁係其實喺有一間嘅外國人嘅教會係都係咁樣原因建造嘅，喺南邊愛城嘅南邊。
And this church started as a big church right from the beginning。
嚇！呢間南邊嘅教會，佢一開始嗰陣時已經係大嘅教會。
And it invited all the all people that are like many people had not been attending churches, and this church invited them all to come.
呢間教會開始嗰時候咧，就邀請到好多都已經不嬲唔係翻緊教會嘅人嚟到當中去聚會。
And the moment it started, it became a church with more than 600 people.
咁一開始嘅時候，佢哋就有六百人聚會。
My sister went to that church too.
我個姐姐妹妹，我個妹妹就係其中一個。
She likes big churches.
佢我個妹妹佢中意大教會。
And what really happens is she quickly leave the church.
咁結果佢好快脆就離開咗呢間教會。
She said she was so scared. She was so scared of the people.
佢話個原因就係話佢好驚嗰度啲人。
If she wanted to talk to her pastor in the lobby,
咁如果佢需要同嗰個嘅牧者喺教會嗰度講嘢嘅時候
，The moment she approached the pastor,
咁當佢一去到牧者面前
，Two people would stand behind her.
有兩個人就會企喺佢後邊。
And two people would stand behind the pastor.
有兩個就好似左右護法咁企喺個牧師隔離。
And these people all wear dark glasses, even in a church.
咁嗰四個人咧都會戴住個黑眼鏡。
And they have earphones. They have earphones like the CIA.
佢哋就會塞住用嗰個好似啲密啲密探嗰啲人咁塞住隻耳仔。
And they actually the bodyguards of the pastor.
咁其實佢哋嗰四個咧就係牧師個嘅保鏢嚟嘅。
Now you're just wondering why would a pastor needs bodyguards?
可能你會覺得點解個牧師需要有四個嘅保鏢咧
？And it's to protect him from his own people.
咁係嗰個保鏢係要嚟保護佢唔好俾啲會眾襲擊。
Yes, and.You know what the pastor called these people? The pastor called these people prayer partners.
咁但係其實嗰個牧者咁話呢四個人其實係佢哋嗰個嘅祈禱伴侶嚟嘅。
So the moment she approached, tried to talk to the pastor, she was surrounded by four prayer partners.
咁當你係需要去見呢個牧者傾偈嘅時候咧，咁你即刻有四個 prayer partner， 唔係四個祈禱伴侶一齊同你祈禱，為你嘅事祈禱。
And one day the pastor say, "Last night I had a dream."
咁跟住嗰個牧者就會話：尋晚我發咗個夢。
I dreamed that God would give us $40,000 of donations this morning。
咁佢話：我發夢當中咧，神咧就同我講，我今日會收到40,000，會收到40,000嘅捐贈。
So now I'm having all my prayer partners to shut down all the doors today. No one leaves。
咁我而家咧就要需要呢四個祈禱伴侶咧就刪曬。所有嘅門冇人可以離開呢個教會。
And we'll pass the plate. We'll pass the donation plate.
咁我哋而家咧就存嗰個奉獻袋。
And until we receive $40,000, the door will not be open for you to leave.
直至到我哋收到40,000嘅奉獻咧，我哋道門係唔會開嘅。好搶。
That's how the church is being run.
咁就係嗰間教會點樣去運作
？My sister is a medical doctor.
So sometimes she has to go to the hospital
to patients.
咁佢
佢醫院度 ，she has to go to the hospital sometimes to see some patients.
Okay, 咁我妹妹係醫生，咁佢有陣時要去醫院嗰度睇病人。
Now her pastor also does hospital visits.
佢個牧 者亦都會去醫院度探病。
But even when he visits the hospital, he's got two prayer partners behind him.
但係即係佢去探病嘅時候，佢都有兩個嘅祈禱伴侶一齊同佢去嘅。
And there are two other prayer partners guarding his car outside the parking lot.
哦，咁另外嗰兩個，即係兩個就入咗去陪佢入去，有兩個咧就喺停車場嗰度睇住架車。
So I think she left the church after a while.
咁我諗佢因為咁嘅原因離開咗間教會。
And the people in the church was not being built up, of course, because they were all made up from backsliding Christians.
嚇，咁而嗰間教會嗰啲弟兄姊妹佢哋。得唔到餵養，亦都得唔到神嘅説話嘅時候，佢哋都同埋佢哋都係喺一啲唔係咁唔得到餵養，同埋佢嗰個嘅個信仰嗰個根基都唔係咁好嘅時候。
So we should not and we cannot build a church based on half believers or semi believers.
咁我因此我覺得成一班教會去起一間教會嘅時候，我哋係唔可以用，我哋唔可以依賴一班信仰唔堅固嘅所謂嘅信徒去建立一間教會。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians。
我哋揭去哥林多後書。
Chapter 6。
第六章。
Verse 14。Let's read it。
第六章第十四節。哥林多後書第六章第十四節。
All the way to Chapter 7, Verse 1。
一路讀到七章嘅第一節。
So what does the Bible say about a believer's attitude to non-believers?
咁個呢段經文係講到信同埋唔信嘅人。
The Bible says that we should not be yoked together with non-believers.
聖經14章14節嗰度話：你們和不信的原不相配，不要同父一轭。
So what do unrighteous head and wickedness have in common?
義和不義有什麼相交呢
？What fellowship have light had with darkness?
光明同埋黑暗有咩相通
咧 ？What harmony is there between Christ and Belial？
基督同埋比列即系撒旦啊！基督同埋撒旦有咩相和咧
？What does a believer have in common with a non-believer？
信嘅同埋唔信嘅有咩相干咧
？What agreement is there between a temple of God and idols？
神嘅殿同埋偶像有咩相同咧
？For we are the temple of the living God。
因为我哋系永生神嘅殿。
God Himself has said, "I would live with them and walk amongst them."
因為神曾經講過，我要在他們當中居住，在他們中間
往來。I will be their God and they will be my people.
我要作他們的神，他們要作我的子民。
Therefore, come out of them and be separate, says the Lord.
又說你們沒有從他們中間出來，與他們分別。
Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you.
不要碰不潔的物，我就收納你們。
I will be a father to you.
我會作你們的父。
And you will be my sons and my daughters.
你們要作我的兒女。
Says the Almighty God.
呢啲係全能嘅神説嘅。
Since we have these promises,
阿親愛弟兄，
dear friends,
我哋既然有呢個嘅應許
，Let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit.
除去身體靈魂一切嘅污穢
，Perfecting holiness and reverence for God.
敬畏神，得以成聖。
See, so Zerubbabel and Joshua is correct in rejecting the Samaritans.
所羅巴伯和耶穌亞他們是做得對的，他們不讓撒瑪利亞人和他一起參與去建聖殿。
Because if these people really wanted to build a temple, they would have started doing it right away, because they were not put into captivity, right?
因為如果他們讓他們一起參與的時候，他們就不會施壓力令他們停工。
They are not real believers.
但因為他們不是真正的信耶和華的人。
And of course, the moment they were rejected, they showed their true character.
咁當然佢哋當俾啲撒瑪利亞人俾以色列人拒絕嘅時候，咁佢哋就原形不露啦。
Two things they try to do。
佢哋有兩件事情做。
Discouragement and intimidation。
去令到佢哋灰心，同埋去令到佢哋會覺得好。
Now the English Bible says that they hire counselors。
嗰個英文聖經嗰度就話最高嗰個官。
On the scripture, go back to Ezra chapter 4.On the screen, go back, please go back to Israel chapter 4. Yes. And just turn to verse 4. You see, the original Hebrew says that they hire lawyers, they hire attorneys, people that know the law to frustrate them.
Oh, 在第五章那裡，他其實就說他請了一些的謀士，即係差唔多好似類似律師嘅人咧，嚟到去令到佢哋嗰個嘅 破壞他們的計劃。
See, I had started, well, I tried to start God's work I tried to start God's work in an offside church.
我開始服侍神的時候是在北邊一間教會侍奉。
And that was many years ago.
是很多年前的事。
And what we really find out is that the moment we dedicate ourselves to the Lord, God will prosper the work.
我發覺就是當我們 去全心地侍奉神的時候，神會令到那個工作很好。
But the second church I tried to plant was not successful.
但是在第二間教會去直堂的時候，那就不是那麼理想。
Because the people I thought would help me to plant the church actually would not like to plant it. Would not like to start the church.
因為其實當我去開始第二間教會的時候，那其實幫手那些人他們都不太想去開第二間教會。
So strange enough, you know, they would downgrade that from a worship to a fellowship.
那他們開第二間教會的時候呢，他們就會將個崇拜減低了層次，去變成一個團契。
In other words, they would not plant a church there.
咁其實咧，佢哋咧就 OK， 我同你一齊去，但係我就唔係幾想去嗰度開一間新教會。
No wonder the work is so frustrating。
唔怪之得嗰、那個當第二嗰、那個教第二間教會嗰陣時候係令到個人好
Because the counselors had a second agenda from day one。
咁因為其實嗰個嘅一齊同工嘅人，佢哋個心裏邊係有另外一個嘅計劃。
They would go with you only halfway, but not all the way。
他們只不過會跟你走半里路，就不會跟你去到盡。
And I thank God so much that Pastor John
那我為到林牧師很感謝神。
Pastor John would like to plant a real church in the north side.
林牧師很希望在北邊建立一間真正的教會。
So this will be my third attempt to plant a church in the north side.
今次是我第三次在嘗試在北邊建立教會。
I need your help.I need your prayers.
需要你的幫助，需要你的禱告。
We all need support there.
我們每一個人都需要支持。
Because there are so many Chinese people living up in Castle Dunes.
因為在 Castle Dunes 的地方有很多中國人住。
You know what? Even TNT planted a new branch there.
甚至大通華都已經在那裡開了分店了。
Even the business people know that there's an opportunity.
因為即連啲做生意嘅人都睇到嗰度，即係有好多中國人喺度，有嗰個嘅發展空間。
The Buddhists have planted their own temples there.
佛教嘅人亦都喺嗰邊開咗個佛教。
But the Church of God is having fun and just luxury. They don't want to take a chance to go up there.
咁好似一班嘅華人教會，好似喺度享受緊佢哋而家教會當中嘅。好處就冇諗過要去北邊做建堂。
See, my problem is that I try to start that work with Samaritans.
Dum, your problem?
Yes, my problem was that what I thought was true believers.
我以前嗰個嘅問題咧，就係出自咗好似以斯拉記嗰度話，我就同一班嘅撒瑪利亞人一齊去開一間教會。
Now I did not know that they are Samaritans.I thought they are true brothers and sisters.
當時我唔知道佢哋係撒瑪利亞人，我以為佢係一班真嘅信徒。
But they come there to frustrate the work.
咁其實佢哋嘅參與其實係令到嗰個嘅工作更加困難。
And I have to thank the Lord that finally these Samaritans will show their true colors.
咁我都好為到呢件事好感謝神，就因為嗰班嘅唔係真嘅信徒，佢最終都露出佢哋狐狸嘅尾巴。
And finally, when I leave,
咁跟住我走啦。
The work would get downgraded from a worship to a fellowship.
咁走咗之後咧，佢哋嗰個崇拜亦都變咗做一個嘅團契。
I have to praise the Lord now that I'm doing my third attempt.
咁感謝神，我而家有機會再做我嘅第三次去建堂。
And Pastor John called it a church right away.
咁林牧師即刻將嗰個將我計劃已經變成咗一個嘅教會啦。
See, the Samaritans were trying to destroy the work by infiltration.
咁嗰個嘅撒瑪利亞人，佢哋係一路咁用嗰個滲透嘅工作，希望能夠將嗰個嘅工作能夠拖垮。
And now these people stopped at the work. After the foundation is laid, nothing further happened to the building.
咁喺之前我 起嗰個第二間教會嘅時候，嗰個嘅 foundation 個根基起咗之後，但係而家都已經荒廢咗啦。
See, the book of Haggai started with chapter 1, verse 1, saying that in the first day of the sixth month, God had a message for them.
咁喺哈該書第一章第一節嗰度話，喺第二年六月初一嘅時候，神嘅話藉住先知哈該向以色列人講話。
That's a very important month.
嗰個第六個月嘅係好一個重要，係一個
好重要嘅。Because this is a month where the vintage will start.
咁呢個第一個第一日咧，就係嗰個嘅栽種嗰個嘅
收
成嗰個嘅第一日。
They have to, and that's the time where they're making the wine.
嚇，咁亦都係第一日要去整嗰啲酒啊。
Without a good harvest, nothing can be done.
如果冇一個好嘅收成咧，係做唔到嗰個。
Because 2 months before the grapes and the figs and the olive would start to ripe。
嚇，咁因為兩個月之前佢就要有需要嘅雨嚟到去等啲收成好。
The grapes and the figs and the olives would take 2 months before that to ripen。
提菩提啦，無花果啦，同埋
橄欖
係需要有兩個月嘅時間去成熟。
In the fourth and the fifth month，
喺第四同埋第五個月
，these fruit will start to ripe。
呢啲嘅果實開始成熟。
And on the sixth month they will start to be harvested。
喺到第六個月嘅時候就開始收成。
And God's trying to tell them, look, you have started the work。
咁神就話你喺四月嗰陣時已經開始工作。
You cheated me。
你呃咗我。
Now how much of a harvest can you have in the sixth month？
咁第六個月嘅時候，所以你得翻一半嘅收成。
See, God says that now you cheated me.
因為神話你欺
騙咗我。You used the money to build your own homes.
你用我嗰啲嘅金錢同埋嗰啲木材嚟到起咗你自己嘅屋企。
So these people really got God's message.
咁呢啲人就好清楚神嗰個嘅信息。
They get so intimidated now by God's message.
佢哋會感到好即係聽到神嘅信息之後，就會覺得好羞愧。
And the book of Haggai says that they start to rebuild.
咁喺哈該書嗰度話佢哋開始悔改。
In chapter 1,
第一章
verse 14,
第十四節
，it says that they came and began to start the work of building the house of the Lord again.
第十四節嗰度話耶和華激動猶大省長撒拉鐵嘅兒子所羅巴伯同埋約沙達兒子大祭司約書亞，並剩下之百姓的心，佢哋嚟到耶和華面前做神嘅殿。
And on the verse 15 says that on the 24th day of the sixth month, they start the project once again.
喺第十五節嗰度話喺六月廿四日，佢哋開始繼續嗰個嘅建造嘅計劃。
Now let's quickly turn to the book of Ezra.
咁我哋揭去以斯拉記
chapter 5,
第五章。
I'll tell you what's happening to them.
咁我就話俾你聽，咁佢哋。去六月廿四日開始做工，開始起翻聖殿之後發生咩事
？See the moment someone wants to do something for God。
咁當一啲人係開始為神工作嘅時候
，there will always be objections。
咁好多時都會有反對嘅聲音。
The moment you stop the work，
當你停工嘅時候
，the pressure is gone。
咁就冇咗啲壓力。
But the moment you're revived and you want to resume the project，
咁當你又開始重翻再起攞翻起嗰個嘅計劃嘅時候
，Further opposition would of course come。
咁嗰啲嘅阻攔又再出現。
Now Israel chapter 5 verse 1 it says that Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the prophet。
以斯拉記第五章第一節嗰度話：哈該同埋撒加利亞。
And then verse 2 says that then they start to rebuild the house of God。
咁第二節嗰度就話佢哋開始起手建造耶和華嘅聖殿。
The prophets of God。We're over them. We're helping them.
佢話有神嘅先知在那裏幫助他們。
Now what we have to look at is that now what would the enemy do?
咁嗰班嘅敵人有啲咩嘅做法咧
？See the title sermon today is that the objections and obstacles to revival.
咁今日嘅題目係復興嘅阻攔。
Now notice what these people were saying.
咁你睇下呢班人有咩講
？Israel chapter 5 verse 3.
係第五章第三節。
Now there's a governor of Trans Euphrates。
嚇，咁係河西嘅總督。
Now it is a separate district。
係另一個嘅區嚟嘅。
This district is right next to Jerusalem。
呢個區係喺耶路撒冷隔離。
Now this man start to raise questions。
咁佢嗰個總督就講啦。
Who authorized you to rebuild this temple？
佢就話：邊個話俾你喺度起聖殿㗎？
And what are the names of these people rebuilding the temple?
咁建造呢個聖殿嘅人叫咩名？
Now he asked two questions.
佢問咗兩個問題。
Two questions are most fundamental and most intimidating.
呢兩個問題其實係好基本，但係亦都係好令到佢哋好羞愧嘅。
Who tell you to do that?
邊個叫你做噶？
And what are the names of the people involved?
咁邊個係當中邊個人喺度建造？
Now if you stop here, if you stop the passage here, if you cover the rest of the scriptures.
若果只係睇呢兩段經文。
I'm just asking you.What is your normal reaction if someone, if some official were to question you on that? Who gives you the right to rebuild a temple?
如果你只睇呢兩節經文嘅時候，你會點樣答咧？邊個俾權你去做啊？
Notice it has already stopped for 16 years.
咁你需知道呢個嘅工作已經停咗十六年。
Now, when you started, someone asked, "Who gives you the right?"
咁你突然間
開始 do something like that.
開始工作嘅時候，嗰人話邊個俾權你去開始
？And then he was saying, "Give me the names."
俾個名我。
What are you going to do?
咁你會點答咧？
I'm finished, right?
咁可能你會即係被嚇到窒一窒嘅，哎呀死啦
！What are you going to do?
咁點咧
？Now this is the intimidation of the enemy.
嚇，呢個就係即係嗰個敵人佢想點樣令到你覺得不知所措。
And not only that, if you skip on to verse 6,
去到第六節。
That governor wrote a letter to the king.
嗰個河西嘅總督仲寫咗封信俾大利烏王。
Accusing these people.
咁喺度告嗰啲人。
Of trying to stir up independence.
喺度告班以色列人喺度想嘗試有呢個獨立嘅行動。
Because it says in verse 8.
喺第八節嗰度話。
It says that, well, I'm just skipping through it. Okay, the work is being carried out with diligence and is making rapid progress under their direction.
咁第八節嗰度話，佢哋話佢哋用大石建造，梁木插入牆內，工作甚速，他們手下亨通。
In other words, it does not look like they're building a temple. It looks almost like they're trying to build a fortress.
咁講到咧，好似佢哋唔喺度起緊聖殿，其實好似喺度起緊個城堡。
So these people are trying to rebel.
咁其實佢咧喺度誣告緊班以色列人，喺度話佢哋想作反。
Now we question the elders as to who give them authority.
咁咁佢喺度問嗰個嘅長老邊個俾權力佢？
And we ask them for the names of these people involved in this building project.
我哋都叫佢哋講出佢嘅名。
Now, if we stop here,
如果我哋停喺呢度嘅時候
，What's going to happen to you?
如果問你嘅時候，你會點答
？Anyone? Would you run for your lives?
你會唔會即刻轉頭走
？Would you go into hiding?
匿埋
？Would you stop the project again?
或者你會即刻停工？
Now notice, in verse 5, it says that the eye of God was watching over the elders of the Jews. And they had not stopped the work.
看到第五節那裡說神的眼目看顧猶大的長老，他們沒有停到工。
I would have been pressured to stop the work right away.
如果我在當時的情況，可能我會害怕而停止工作。
Would you? Would anyone here sitting here?Would you have the guts to continue building for God?
在座各位有冇人可以
話
我夠膽繼續去起呢個聖殿咧
？But the Jews did.
但係班以色列人就有啦。
They did not stop the work.
佢哋冇停到工。
Now this is how they reply.
呢個就係跟住佢哋點樣答咧
？Now all obstacles to revival has to be handled.
咁一啲咁復興嗰個阻撓咧，完全係佢哋可以喺度掌握之中。
It has to be dealt with.
一定要處理咗呢啲問題。
It has to be dealt with diplomacy.
一定要對呢個嘅一啲官僚嘅
It has to be dealt with the right attitude.
要有一個嘅正確嘅態度。
But it has to be dealt with by action.
但係正確態度之餘咧，就一定要有行動。
So let's just look at what Israel say about what the Jews.Right.
嚇，咁我哋睇下聖經嗰度點講。
Chapter 5, verse 11.
第五章以賽亞記第五章十一節，佢哋咧就話
：We are the servants of God of heaven and earth.
我哋係天地嘅神嘅仆人。
And we are rebuilding this temple.
我哋係建造緊殿。
This temple was built many years ago.
呢個聖殿係好多年前已經開始建造嘅啦。係一個偉大一位大君王建造。
But because our fathers had angered the God of heaven.
咁因為我哋嘅列祖列宗惹咗天上嘅神嘅發怒。
He handed us over to Nebuchadnezzar of the Chaldean king of Babylon.
神就將佢哋交咗俾加勒底人巴比倫王尼布加尼撒。
He destroyed his temple and deported the people to Babylon.
咁呢個聖殿亦都係被毀。
However, the first year of Cyrus, the king of Babylon, king of Cyrus, issued a decree to rebuild his house of God.
咁係，但係咧，巴比倫王撒魯士元年嗰時候，佢咧就落旨話要重建個聖殿。
He even removed from the temple of Babylon the gold and silver articles, and he gave it back to us.
佢神嘅殿當中嘅金銀器皿，就係尼布加尼撒王喺耶路撒冷殿中掠去帶到巴比倫嘅廟度嗰啲，佢都還翻俾我哋。
And King Cyrus gave them to a man called Shubasa. It's actually another name for Zerubbabel.
咁佢話交派俾省長，佢名叫切巴撒，其實切巴撒亦都係所羅巴伯同一個人。
And he was appointed as governor.
咁所羅巴伯係被呢個王委派做省長。
Now he said, take these articles and deposit them in the temple of Jerusalem and rebuild the house of God on this site.
王對所羅巴伯講，佢話可以將呢啲器皿帶去放在耶路撒冷殿中，在原處建造神嘅殿。
Now notice he was saying, from that day to the present day is still under construction, but it's not yet been finished.
咁即係由當時十幾年前開始已經係開始咗呢個工作，但係就到而家都未完成。
Now if it pleases the king, then please search through your records to see whether this is true.
佢話王啊，如果你即係覺得呢件係如果可做的事的時候，麻煩你去看看一些的歷史
的。In other words, he was saying to King Darius, your father Cyrus had authorized us to build it. So all you need to do is just check your records and you'll see this.
其實他就說你回去查一下你們那些歷史的傳記，看看有沒有即是你爸爸以前下了這個聖
旨。In other words, we're not doing something inappropriate. We're just following orders.
其實就是說告訴他，我們不是說做什麼造反，而是我們跟住你爸爸嗰個王嗰個命令去做嘅啫。
It's a long building project, that's all.
只不過呢個事情係建造得耐，十幾年。
See, three things we have to say how God's people would have to deal with opposition.
我哋對於呢班神嘅子民，佢哋點樣對待一班嘅反對者，有三樣事情可以話俾大家聽。
Point number one is we must walk in wisdom.
第一就係我哋要有呢個智慧。
Towards the people that are outside our church.
對於一班在我們教會以外的朋友，我們要對他們要有智慧。
Colossians chapter 4 verse 5，
哥羅西書第四章第五節。
Let's turn to Colossians 4 verse 5. Good, yes. Be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity.
哥羅西書第四章第五節嗰度話：你們要愛惜光陰與智慧與外人交往。
Now we must also walk in honesty。
我哋都要需要喺當中有嗰嘅誠實。
First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 12。
帖撒羅尼迦前書。
First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 12。
帖前第四章第十二節。
Your daily life would win the respect of outsiders, so that you would not be dependent on anybody. We must walk in honesty.
帖前第四章第十二節嗰度話：叫你們可以向外人行事端正，自己也就沒有什麼缺乏了。
And we must submit to governing authorities.
我哋係需要。對一班嘅政府嘅官員係要有聽從。
Romans 13,
羅馬書第十章第一第十三章，羅馬書十三章。
Romans 13,
verse 1。羅馬書十三章第一節嗰度話：在上有權柄的，人人當信服他，因為沒有權柄不是出於神的。凡掌權的都是神所命的。
Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities must that exist have been established by God.
所以抗拒掌權的就是抗拒神，抗拒的必自取刑罰。作官的原不是叫 行善惧怕，乃是叫罪恶惧怕。
Mm-hmm. Notice how these people frame their answer.
你睇到呢班嘅以色列人，佢哋点样去答呢个问题
？They frame their answer to glorify God, but not to cover up the sins of the nation.
佢哋嗰个答个问题咧，就系去荣耀神，但系咧就唔，亦都唔会为咗佢哋嗰个罪而遮掩。
They say that they are working for the Lord's.
佢哋话佢哋系为神工作。
And point number three.
第三个点。
They use right facts. They use the proper facts.
佢哋用真实嗰个答案。
It was Cyrus, the former king, that had supported it.
佢哋答案系事实，就系古列王佢俾佢嗰个嘅意旨。
So that all went to King Darius.
咁呢个嘅信就翻翻去呢个嘅波斯王。
Israel chapter 6.
系就系第六章嗰度，大古列王。
And he looked through the royal treasury's records. He looked through all of them.
咁佢就去嗰个国库个图书馆嗰度抄翻啲资料。
He said it's right.
系。
Everything that Hebrew said is correct.
呢班以色列人所讲嘢系真嘅。
So you're just trying to obstruct the work.
咁佢就发觉佢哋啲官，佢自己嗰啲官员系只不过喺度阻住佢哋工作。
Kenyan is 枉作小人。You know, you're just trying to disrupt the work.
佢话嗰啲官员就喺度枉作小人，阻住。
In Chinese, they say the dog trying to catch a mouse, you know, 狗捉老鼠啫，多管閒事 you know. There's nothing to do with you, period. Why interfere?
佢話點解你阻住佢做嘢咧
？So Israel chapter 6, verse 7.
以斯拉記第六章第二節。
The king says, "Do not interfere with the work of God of the temple of God. Don't do that. Don't interfere."
咁佢就教。叫班官員唔好阻住佢哋做嘢，唔好阻住神嘅工作。
Now here's how the king punished these people.
咁跟住咧，大利烏王就點樣去罰嗰班嘅官員咧
？The king says that maybe they need more money.
咁個大利烏王可能佢哋需要更多嘅人，更多嘅金錢嚟起喎，因為咁耐都未起。
Now that money is going to come from your district. It's going to come from your taxation.
咁既然即係頭先講過，即係誣告佢嗰人喺隔離嗰個嘅區啊，咁佢就話：咁既然人哋都即係咁耐都未起好，可能唔夠錢，咁啊，唔該你嗰個區俾啲錢人哋起啦。
Chapter 6 verse 8 says that the expenses of these men are to be paid out of the royal treasury from the revenues of Trans-Euphrates. It's from your money. You have to support the work.
嗰啲錢咧就由河西嘅款項當中急速撥取供銀作佢哋嘅經費，免得耽誤工作。
And you make sure the work will not stop.
你即係免即係要好肯定嗰個嘅工作唔好停止。
Now, verse 11 is even more intimidating.
第十一節更加令到嗰班官員更加即係慘。
Now, if you do anything to interrupt the work,
如果你做咩事去阻止呢個，
we'll pull down your house. We will execute you.
無論誰改這個命令嘅話，必從他房屋中拆出一斤糧來，把他舉起懸在其上，使他房屋成為糞堆。
Now the English is even worse. The beam will be taken out. The main beam, the structure beam will be taken from your home.
那個主梁會拎咗出嚟。
And you will be impaled on it.
咁跟住你就掛喺上面。
Now the Chinese is bad. It's a bit better, but the English word impaled means that you will be pierced through it. That is the worst Persian punishment.
咁嗰個嘅嗰個呢個嘅懲罰咧嘅係波斯國裏邊最慘嘅懲罰。
Because the wood structure will be sharpened up to turn it into a spear.
咁當你嗰個梁拎咗出嚟之後咧，佢嗰個嘅屋嗰個嘅
屋梁，
拎咗出嚟之後嗰個就會
佢會整尖佢會整尖
佢會整尖佢，咁然之後咧就會即係。
And then the official will be pierced through it.
咁佢嗰個就會即係整尖咗個木，
it will run through his body.
就會刉佢，刉穿佢嘅身體。
And then the pole will be re-erected up on the ground, and his body will be hanging up there, halfway through, and it will slide down to the ground slowly.
咁跟住嗰個梁會再重新掛起嚟，咁刉住佢嘅身體喺上面。
And of course, he will be sliding down slowly.
咁跟住佢。
Because it will pierce the middle of his body.
咁跟住個身體就會慢慢咁。
Well, I'm sure he would die halfway through.
咁嗰個即係就會刺穿佢身體。
And that is the worst public punishment ever.
呢個係最殘忍嗰個嘅最慘嘅一個嘅懲罰。
It's a Persian punishment.
呢個係波斯國嗰個嘅懲罰。
And of course, his house will be put as a rubble.
咁當然拎咗個主糧出嚟，嗰間屋就會冧咗，變成爛堆一堆廢。
This is how God helps His own people when we start to do works of revival.
呢個我哋睇到神點樣去幫助佢班嘅子民，當呢班子民去開始佢工作嘅時候。
God will do your fighting for you.
神會幫你去打呢場仗。
This is how God's people would react to opposition.
咁呢個就係其實係一個好好嘅例子，我哋一班嘅神嘅子民去點樣面對反抗嘅聲
音。They humble themselves.
佢哋係謙卑落嚟。
They know they're working for the work of God.
佢哋知道係同神為神工作緊。
Last Christmas when I was in Vancouver.
喺舊年聖誕節嗰陣時，我喺溫哥華。
I had a chance to meet a pastor from Los Angeles.
我有機會係同一個嘅喺嚟自洛杉磯一個嘅牧者相遇。
He's a Chinese pastor that goes to Vancouver for a short vacation.
佢只不過係去溫哥華參加一個嘅團契。
And the reason why I met him is that because my wife knew him.
我識佢係因為我太太認識佢。
Back in the days when they were teenagers in Hong Kong.
佢哋係十幾歲嗰陣時喺香港識嘅。
They were in the same fellowship.
佢哋嗰陣時十幾歲嗰陣時同一個嘅團契。
In the same Baptist church.
喺同一間嘅教會度。
And this man went on to become a pastor.
咁呢個弟兄佢後來做了牧者。
And then he said that he planted a church in Los Angeles.
他說他去到洛杉磯的時候建了一間教會。
The Chinese church now has about a congregation of about 600 people.
現在那間教會差不多有600人。
But it's very difficult to get the city, to get city hall's approval for the zoning. It's very hard to get the approval from a city to build a church.
OK， 咁其實佢話喺洛杉磯個城市嗰度好難得到一個嘅准許去建造教會。
In that district, the city has never approved any church buildings for the last 20 years.
喺個區嗰度喺過去二十年，佢哋都唔批准一間教會去建造。
And it showed us the kind of effort that they put in.
咁佢即係講咗俾我聽，佢哋用咗啲咩做了什麼
How they petition the local government.
他們怎樣 去本地的政府去怎樣去說他們的意見
How they had supporters from everyone.
他們怎樣得到其他的一班弟兄姊妹的
And how the whole church is united in prayer towards this building project.
整間教會都是一起去為這件事祈禱
Now they had numerous oppositions.
他們有不同的抗議的聲音
Many of them was actually from non-believers.
咁好多時都係嗰啲抗議聲音，都係從一班唔信嘅朋友。
But the church overcome all that by prayer.
咁呢間教會咧，佢去經過面對咗所有嘅困難，都係從祈禱去面對。
And finally, the approval from the city hall was unanimous.
咁終於嗰個嘅市政府係批咗。
Like not one councillor vote against that.
Everyone was for that. 整個議會都係贊成。
Now that was a miracle.
呢個係一個嘅奇蹟神蹟。
And they were using the same tactics virtually as what Israel is doing.
咁其實佢哋嗰個嘅做法同以斯拉記所記載嗰個做法係一樣嘅。
And people were marveling how a Chinese church can get a permit to build in that area.
嚇，嗰度嗰啲人咧，其實喺度就喺度即係笑緊，就話即係中國人點樣可以喺度攞到個。個批文可以去建造教會。
See when they start to rebuild the church.
咁當以斯拉一班以色列人嘗試去建造聖殿嘅時候
，When they start to rebuild God's temple，
佢哋去建造聖殿嘅時候
，God bless them。
神係會有祝福。
Turn to the book of Haggai。
我哋叫去哈該書。
Chapter 2。
第二章。
Verse 1。
第二章第一節。
On the 21st day of the 7th month。
哈該書第二章第一節，七月二十一日。
The word of God came through to the prophet Haggai.
耶和華嘅話臨到先知哈該。
Speak to Zerubbabel.
話你要曉喻猶太省長。
The son of Shealtiel.
撒拉鐵兒子。
Governor of Judah.
所羅巴伯同埋。
To Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest.
約沙達嘅兒子大祭司約書亞。
And to the remnant of the people.
同埋剩下嘅百姓。
Ask them.
同佢哋講。
Who's left who saw this house in its former glory?
你們中間存留嘅有誰見過這殿從前嘅榮耀呢？ 現在你們看又怎樣
呢？ Does it not seem to you like nothing?
現在的聖殿是否像沒有這樣呢？
But be strong, O Zerubbabel, declares the Lord.
耶和華就說，所羅巴伯，雖然如此，你要剛強。
Be strong, Joshua, son of Jehoshadak, the high priest.
約書亞，你要剛強。
Be strong, all of you of the land.
你這地，這地的百姓，你們都要剛強做工。
And work, for I am with you,
declares the Lord. 因為我與你們同在。
This is what I've covenanted with you when you come out of Egypt.
And
my spirit remains strong amongst you. Do not fear. This is what the Lord Almighty said. In a little while, I will once more shake the heavens and earth, the sea and the dry sky.
第六節嗰度話：萬軍之耶和華如此説，過不多時，我必再一次震動天地、滄海與乾地。
I will shake the nations.
我必震動萬國。
And the desire of all nations will come.
萬國嘅珍寶必都運來。
I fill this house of glory.
我就使這殿滿了榮耀。
Says the Lord Almighty.
萬軍之耶和華説
：The silver is mine and the gold is mine, declares the Lord.
銀子是我的，金子也是我的。
The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house.
這殿後來的榮耀必大過之前的榮耀。
And in this place I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty.
萬軍之耶和華說，這地方我必賜平安。
Now this is what the Lord has said to them.
這個就是神怎樣跟他們說。
Now notice in chapter 2 of Haggai, the building has not yet been completed. They're still in the beginning stage of the building project.
在哈該書第二章這個時間，其實那個聖殿未完成，它只不過是開始那時而已。
Because it would take them up to 4 years or 5 years to finish building.
因為要用四至五年的時間去建造完成這個聖殿。
But God gave them encouragement right away.
但是他們開工的時候，神就給他們一個鼓勵。
Now God was saying that, now strange enough, God's encouragement seems to start with discouragement.
咁好似神俾佢哋嗰个嘅鼓励，好似系开始系一个嘅一班嘅灰心嘅说话。
Because God was saying that now, some of you must have seen the original building in its former glory.
啊，咁神开始嘅时候话，你哋之前有啲人当中系见过被毁嘅圣殿嘅荣耀。
I.e. some of the people that are maybe like 80 or 90 years old.
咁即系差唔多系一班。八九十歲的老人家
they would have remembered the old building.
他們會在聖殿被毀之前見過舊的聖殿，所羅門王見過聖殿的榮耀。
Now you know for sure that this new building would not have the same glory or the splendor of the old building. You know that.
神就說你都知道這個聖殿跟以前的沒得比了。
You know that it's like nothing.
你知道呢個聖殿好似即係比唔到之前嗰個咁靚。
Now that's not very good for encouragement, right?
咁一開始好似唔係一個好好嘅鼓勵。
But God is saying, now be strong.
咁但係跟住嗰個鼓勵就嚟啦，佢就會剛強。
I am with you.
因為我與你同在。
Now here's what I have to tell you today.
嚇，呢個就係我今日想同大家講嘅嘢。
Many of you have left former churches to come here.
啊，或者當中大家好多人都係離開咗一啲嘅好。
Many of you have been in churches maybe about 500-600 people before you join us.
或者嗰時個教會你係你以前所去嘅教會可能係有五六百人嘅教會。
What can our church give you?
咁而家我哋使徒教會係一個點樣
嘅教會咧？ We're renting a place here.
我哋只不過係一個租嘅地方。
We don't even have a good baby. We don't even have a good nursery.
我哋冇一個嘅嬰兒房。
When it comes to Sunday school, then we don't have room.
我哋到我哋主日學嘅時間，我哋冇一間間嘅房。
We seem to be so handicapped.
我哋好似好多嘅缺乏。
So when you're sitting here today,
當你今日坐喺呢度嘅時候
，Would you not regret about it?
你會唔會有啲後悔咧
？Would you not think about the former church that you have left?
你會唔會諗翻起以前坐一間好靚嘅好大嘅教會
？I often think about that.
我有陣時都會諗。
I will have to say that our church may be like nothing compared to the former churches that you have left.
我哋而家嘅使徒教会可能比起你以前嗰个好伟大嘅建筑嘅教会系冇得比。
But what is the difference of this new temple compared to the old temple?
咁究竟呢个新嘅圣殿同旧嘅圣殿有啲咩可以比较咧
？God's not trying to tell them the difference.
咁神就尝试同佢哋讲一啲嘅
Number one,
第一
First difference is that the glory of God had already left the old temple before its destruction.
第一就是在所罗门建造的圣殿被毁的时候，神的荣耀已经离开了那个圣殿。
The book of Ezekiel chapter 10 says that God's glory left the temple because of idol worshippers.
在以西结书那里讲到，神的荣耀已经离开，神已经离开了以前的圣殿，因为有些的，有些的
神的荣光，因为他们拜偶像。
因为他们拜偶像，因为他们拜偶像。
The glory of God left.The radiance of God's glory left.
神的荣光，神的荣耀已经离开了以前的圣
殿。And it's never come back again.
是不会再入回去那个圣殿。
So what good is a building without the glory of God?
那个圣殿还有什么好处呢？如果没有了神的荣光。
The second thing.
第二。
Is that now God says that I am going to be blessing you. I am with you.
第二就是说神说我与你们同在。
He said that once more I will shake the nations.
再一次我会震动天地。
Once more I will shake the heavens and earth.
再一次我会震动万国。
The sea and the dry land will be shaken.
再一次我会震动海和地。
Now what does he mean by that?
其实神是什么意思呢?
That is because the first time heaven and earth was shaken was during Mount Sinai when the Ten Commandments were given.
当这个天地被震动的时候就是在西乃山神俾摩西嗰个嘅十诫嘅时候
，The earth shook when God was speaking to Moses. When the Ten Commandments were given.
当神同摩西说话系颁布十诫俾佢嘅时候，系天地都震动。
And God is saying that once more I will shake the world using the second temple.
咁呢度就话我会再一次震动天地，当我用呢个嘅圣殿嘅时候。
Because the desire of all nations will come.
因为万国都会嚟到呢度。
That is the difference of this new temple compared to the old.
呢个就系新个圣殿同旧个圣殿唔同。
The old temple would not have the desire of nations coming.
因为旧个圣殿唔会有万国嘅珍宝嚟。
Who's the desire of nations?
万国嘅珍宝系乜嘢咧？
It's the Lord Jesus Himself.
就系耶稣基督。
The Lord Jesus Himself did not come to the old temple.
耶稣基督并冇去到一个所罗门嗰个旧圣殿。
But in a new temple.
但在一个新的圣殿里面
Jesus himself show up personally.
耶稣基督自己亲自地去临到这个圣殿。
See, in John chapter 1, the Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 14,
在约翰福音第一章第十四节
那里说 it says that John was saying that I have behold the glory of God, which comes in a physical form. I've seen it. John chapter 1 verse 14. Let's take a look.
在约翰福音第一章第十四节那里说道成了肉身住在我们中
间 The word become fresh and it dwells amongst us. We've seen his glory.
充充满满地有恩典有真理
The glory that was the one and only come from God, full of grace and full of truth.
我们也见过他的荣光正是父独生子的荣光
And the first John, John would say that we have touched him, we have talked to him, we feel him, he was with us.
甚至约翰更加之后还说过我们同他一起傾過偈，我哋同佢，我哋掂過佢，佢係真實嘅。
And in John chapter 2, verse 12 to verse 23, now we haven't got time to go through that, but just write it down on your Bible's notes. Christ himself entered the temple.
咁第二章喺約翰福音第二章第十二節嗰度，神自己本身去，耶穌自己本身去入到個聖殿當中。
Christ went there during the Jewish Passover.
佢神耶穌佢去到呢個聖殿嘅時候係因為逾越節。
But the people did not recognize that.
但一班嘅以色列人並唔去認識佢。
See, Christ finally one day appeared in the Transfiguration Mountain.
咁耶穌基督佢終於有一次係喺嗰個變像嘅時候，有。
And the three disciples saw him.
有三個使徒能夠有機會去見
佢。They saw his face changed. His face was like lightning, and his garment was as pure as snow.
咁耶穌基督佢變著嘅時候，佢嗰面係改變，係滿有榮光。
And the two prophets
係有兩個嘅
Moses and Elijah were with him.
摩西同埋以利亞同佢與同在。
I often wonder about supposing Christ were to appear in the temple in John 2:14.
咁有時我就諗緊啦，咁喺約翰福音二章十四節嗰度，耶穌基督佢到聖殿嘅時候
，If Christ were to appear like that.
如果佢入圣殿嘅时候，唔系去洁净圣殿，反而系转，即系变变像。
His face changed in Transfiguration Mountain. He walked in the temple, accompanied by Moses and Elijah.
啊，如果佢上次去聖殿嘅時候係有摩西同埋以色摩西同埋以利亞同佢一齊入聖殿去變像有榮光嘅時候，會有咩發生
？They will all tremble with fear.
佢哋會腳都震埋。
They will recognize that the second temple now is suddenly greater than the first temple.
佢哋會明白到第二嗰個嘅聖殿係比第一個聖殿更加有榮光。
It's, so Haggai was saying that one day the desire of nations will come.
啊，哈該書嗰度話有一日嗰個嘅萬哈該書。
哈該
書第二章嗰度話佢話有一日嗰個嘅榮光會再臨。
This would come and will fill this house.
啊，神嘅榮光會再臨去充滿呢個嘅聖殿。
So that's the reason why Haggai was given the message saying that the glory of this house.Would be bigger even from the glory of the older house.
So Haggai 就話誒後嚟呢個殿嘅榮耀係必大過先前嘅榮耀。
And what's this glory? John, Gospel of John says that it is the Word of God that has become fresh. That is the Bible, the Word of God. Here,
點樣大過就係因為
dwells amongst us.
點樣大過就係因為耶穌佢自己道成咗肉身嚟到我哋當中。
And the glory in this present house will therefore be greater than the glory of the former house.
所以榮耀嘅呢個而家呢個殿嘅榮耀係大過先前嘅榮耀。
That is what our church can give you today.
呢個就係我想同大家分享嘅事。
Many of you have given up the luxury of large church buildings to come here. What can we give you?
大家可能都即係好多個都係離開咗之前一個又大又舒服嘅凳。
I can assure you, we can give you something that you will not get from all other churches. That is the Word of God.
咁我哋教會俾到大家啲咩咧？咁我可以肯定咁話俾大家聽，我哋教會係俾到一啲神嘅話語，第二啲教會俾唔到。
Pastor John is the only pastor I know that knows the Bible thoroughly.
啊，林牧師係我所認識嘅牧師當中係唯一一個係。
He's a walking Bible.
認識本聖經好清楚嘅人，佢一個即係一個會喐嘅聖經，會喐嘅，會行嘅聖經，
活動嘅聖經，
活動嘅聖經。
And he's the one that's filled with vision, doing God's work. Each time I listen to John's sermons, I get new ideas.
每一次我聽牧師講到嘅時候，我會有特別嘅領受，一啲新嘅領受。
How many sermons he deliver every week?
佢每一個禮拜究竟講咗幾多堂道咧
？7。
Eight, seven, eight.
Well, you know, on a Sunday, how many sermons he give? Two.
星期日佢講兩堂道。
On Saturday is one.
星期六一堂。
And all the other days in the week.
仲有即係。
Sermons every day, right?
星期一至五嘅查經班。
And so many other big churches we go to.
喺我哋去過嘅咁多嘅大教會當中。
Pastors don't deliver sermons every week.
一啲嘅牧者佢都唔會個個禮拜。One
woman pastor says that, "Oh, I'm having such a difficult work today. My workload's so heavy because I have to preach every week. I have to preach once every week. My workload's so heavy."
啊，咁即係要會唔會有牧師話：，哎，我個個禮拜都要講道，真係好忙碌。會
唔會
咁講
？Give about 9 sermons, 10 sermons every week.
林牧師每一個禮拜講九堂十堂道。
This is what our church can give you today.
呢個就係我哋教會所俾到大家嘅嘢。
It's God's works. It's God's work and God's words that will shake the earth.
係神嘅話語、神嘅道、神嘅話語去震動呢個大地。
I often think about it. Have I actually done you this service? Have I really made you feel bad for you to come here?
我有時都會諗，我會唔會令到大家會感覺唔係咁好
？Have I become a stumbling block for you?
我會唔會成為大家嘅絆腳石咧
？Should you not go back to the other churches?
你哋會唔會即係可能翻返以前嘅教會會更加好咧
？I believe all of you have thought about it one day, right, or sometime.
我諗大家可能即係或者有時或者會有一日會咁樣諗法。
But why are you still here?
咁但係點解你仍然都喺度咧
？What makes a church attractive is not the building, but God's words spoken through it.
點樣一間教會嘅吸引力並唔係一個嘅偉大嘅靚嘅建築，而係當中。
It's the people rising up to build for God, to build for God's kingdom that makes the church great.
係一班嘅信徒為到神嘅緣故去興起去為神做嘅事嚟到
令到間教會係好嘅。It's the people overcoming obstacles to work for God, that makes the church great.
去面對阻難，去面對阻難，去啊為神工作嘅一班人喺度，令到呢間教會去更加好。
See, if you were to compare the dedication of the second temple and compare that with the first temple,
我哋去嗰個嘅對第二嗰個嘅聖殿嗰個嘅奉獻同第一個聖殿嘅奉獻嘅時候
，the comparison was really frightening.
那個比較是直情令人驚訝。
Solomon would sacrifice something like 122,000 animals.
所羅門當他奉獻這個聖殿給神的時候是
In the dedication of the first temple, Solomon sacrificed 122,000 animals.
在所羅門去奉獻第一個聖殿的時候，他用了120,000的牲畜去獻這個聖殿給神。
And in the second temple,
在第二個聖殿的時候
less than 1,000.
是少過一千個牲畜。
Think about that. Not only that, it's the Ark of the Covenant there.
同埋與此同時，仲係佢哋仲係俾波斯王控制住。
See, the Ark of the Covenant was in the Solomon's Temple.
咁嗰陣時
，the Ark of the Tabernacle.
嗰個嘅能力。
好約櫃。
Okay. 約櫃喺奉獻嗰個第一個聖殿嘅時候，嗰約櫃
喺
個聖殿入邊。
Now is the ark in the second temple？
但係喺第二個聖殿裏邊，嗰個嘅約櫃去咗邊咧
？I don't think so。
個約櫃
There's no mention about the ark since the time of the destruction of the temple。
嗰個約櫃係自從第一個聖殿毀咗之後，都已經失咗蹤。
And the next time the Bible talk about the ark was actually the sort of vision of the ark in heaven。In the book of Revelations,
咁係最後一次再出現喺聖經上面講呢個約櫃嘅時候，係喺Revelation 啟示錄嗰度講係啊喺
千
禧個角度裏邊先見到呢個約櫃。
They will see that again. So this second temple does not have the financial strength, nor does it have the Ark of the Covenant in the Holy of Holies.
咁我相信呢個第二個聖殿嘅時候咧，係冇約櫃喺當中嗰個嘅冇約櫃喺當中嘅。
And in the dedication of the first temple, God's glory filled the temple. Everyone saw it.
喺第一個聖殿奉獻嘅時候咧，咁係神嘅榮耀充滿咗成個嘅聖殿。
But in the dedication of the second temple, it had not happened.
喺第二個聖殿嘅時候，神嘅榮光冇即刻去充滿呢個聖殿。
And it would not happen until 400 years after that, when Christ Himself came into the temple.
呢個榮耀唔會喺第二個聖殿當中出現，係直至到四百年之後，耶穌基督嘅重現，耶穌基督嘅出現。
The word that has become flesh has now dwelt amongst us today.
當耶穌基督道成肉身住喺我們中間嘅
時候，full of glory and full of truth.
充滿恩 glory， 充滿榮耀，充滿能力。
And God's words，
神嘅話語
，it's the most important aspect of a church.
神嘅話語係一間教會最重要嘅內容。
So if you come here for fun, then I think you come to the wrong church.
如果你嚟到教會當中係希望得到一啲嘅歡樂，或者你
we cannot give you that.
我哋唔能夠俾到你一啲嘅歡樂。
But you really want to study God's words?
但如果你想去學習神嘅話語
，I'm sure Pastor John can supply your need.
我相信林牧師係可以幫到你。
He will give you the sight of all nations.
佢會俾到大家萬國嘅珍寶。
Through God's words, Christ will live in your heart.
藉著神嘅話語，耶穌基督會住喺你嘅心入邊。
Let's stop with a word of prayer today.
我哋一齊低頭祈禱。
When today 同我做中文禱告。
Okay. Mm. 親愛天父，感謝主你，感謝主你俾到。我哋有一個嘅萬國嘅珍寶喺我哋呢個世代當中，雖然我哋係冇機會去見到一班嘅先知，我哋係冇機會有一班嘅先知喺佢當中嚟到去鼓勵我哋，冇一班嘅省長或者一班嘅先知一班嘅長老去鼓勵我哋，但係我哋知道神你俾多一本聖經，我哋喺聖經裏邊嗰個嘅學習。去鼓勵我哋去見你嗰、那個亦都俾到我有機會能夠見到你呢個第二個聖殿嘅榮耀，就係、是、耶穌基督。我哋係有機會去認識佢，雖然我哋唔係親眼見到佢，冇同佢一齊去生活，冇同佢一齊去行過佢喺地上面30年間嗰個嘅生命。 但是藉著聖經，藉著一班的使徒和我們那個的寫的聖經當中，我們看到神的神蹟，看到耶穌基督他的見證，給到我們現在這個世界的人都能夠有這個的機會去認識他，去學習他，去有機會去將他放在我們心裡面，叫我們去面對我們前面的道路，叫我們怎樣去不單止去應付我們生活，平時生活所需，包括我們工作，我們的學習，我們家庭方面那個的事情，並且我們在教會當中能夠都去怎樣學習去侍奉神，你自己 去認識那個的第二個聖殿的榮光，我們在當中去在哈該書，在一班的舊約聖經裡面都能夠去學習怎樣去面對我們現在建聖殿的困難，建教會，建立教會的困難，面對這些困難的時候，我們要去謙卑，我們要去擺神在當中 去聽神你怎樣教導，教我們怎樣去行，怎樣是合宜的事，叫我們怎樣去做喜悅神你的事情，都叫我們能夠在當中生活的當中能夠稱得上合神心意的人，叫一個能夠面對神，面對神的一班的兒女，叫我們能夠面對神，能夠站在你面前去敬拜你，去得到你的悦納，去得到你的愛，去得到你的福分，去得到你蒙福。禱告奉主耶穌基督得勝名字祈求， Amen。